Back to Goblins and Gaze. I'm Aubrey, your GM. I'll introduce my players, who they are, who they're playing, and we'll get rolling into things.
Hi, I'm Aki, and I play the vigilante Gravewing, who is a Nagaji sylph, monk, and kineticist. We both use she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock, and I play Alistair Whiskerfield, the great rat detective, arcane archer, and wizard extraordinaire, the revolutionary firebrand, sworn enemy to the Scriabins, and scourge of the bourgeoisie, and master of Nicodemus Tower. We both use he, him pronouns.
So, what happened last time?
It's the last time. Party officially split, and the above ground team of quite literally just Gravewing and Alistair took Tristan back over the bridge so he can go see his kids. And then the nastiest shit happened. The tolls were raised by another silver. Actually fucking heinous behavior. That's 100% raise, guys. That is 100% raise on the toll. That's crazy behavior. Spiteful. There's also more security measures throughout the upper district, and we kind of figured out through the Midnights kind of which Blade General, Blade the evil guys, not the Bloody Blades, Blades the bad guys, which kind of main general, whatever, kind of runs which district, and so all six of them have their own separate districts. Scriabins kind of litter in two of them, which is nasty. We did some bantering, and then Tristan was like, I know a guy. The guy is a girl, and she can help us, maybe track down my wife. And we're like, okay, cool, sure, let's go meet her. And then fucking Mimi appeared with a steel chair as Judith, I am under the assumption, cleric of The Voice, not the TV show. And she was like, yeah, I can help you guys for a price. The price being deal with these other dirty lamplighters, specifically Bloodline, because the world is corrupt and I can't help everybody. And we're like, whoa, 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 this is a lot. This is a lot coming out of a also lamplighter. And then Judith was like, I'm not just a lamplighter. I'm the high priest's cousin. So we traded one very messed up, complex, semi-toxic cousin situation for a even worse one to exist, by the way. This is much, much worse. Somehow we traded the bitches that literally went beneath the ground somehow higher than whatever this relationship is. And then Judith, we all agreed. We have this like kind of truce alliance going on because we're sort of aligned, but we sort of kind of sus about everybody. And then Judith went to collect gossip and set up a meeting with Bloodline that she's going to invite us to. This is horrible. And yeah, that's what we left off at, basically.
Yeah. Well, as this sort of little party has split, the other two of you are going to work on something else for a bit, because it'll be a few hours at least, probably not till tonight, that Judith will have any information for you.
Hey, Alistair.
Yes.
You want to go try and catch a mole?
I do.
All right. We go back across the bridge. Pay the 100% toll increase. Disgusting. And, okay. So for the audience to know the plan, but also for Alistair to kind of know the plan, I like to think that we're maybe walking and talking while we're like discussing this. I'm gonna try and gather all these bloody blades to offer to train them in the ways of being kineticists. Now, if they cannot connect, that's fine, because I am also a martial artist, and there's no fucking way these guys are beating me, so I might as well help them train that way, too. We're just gonna have a very nice little fucking Mulan moment, okay? And not fucking Kurapika's Nen, listen, I hate you, Mimi, coming after me in DMs, but I'm supposed to be your favorite person here. and yeah, that's the plan, at least for me, so that way I can buy enough time for Alistair to snoop as much as his big mousy heart desires.
Yeah. Would you invite Lorelei?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would also invite Nadia if she wishes.
Yeah, Nadia will come along. It's interesting, and it's something new for her to learn, so she's down for it.
Laith comes back, Nadia either bends lightning or some shit, or can throw a very good punch. It's gonna be wild.
I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, Nadia beats up her sister. That wouldn't be hard with Laith's constitution.
Shut up. That's nasty. Liz is not even here. Say that to them when they are here.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm basically inviting. I'm gonna invite the Blade Blades. I will invite Nadia because at this point the mole knows who Nadia is. I'm like kind of just trying to keep an eye on her.
Yeah. Or just give me an athletics check, actually, just to sort of like. Yeah, because I was like, I don't think you have anything in performance.
I'm not trained in performance, but I do got a +9 because of the unimprovised thingy.
Oh, yeah. If you want to give me a performance, just sort of as the how well are you teaching / selling this and distracting everyone?
If it's okay. So if it's actually, oh shit, my fucking phone cover. If it's actually a distraction, I do think I have a feat for that, but it's not a performance-based feat. It's lengthy diversion. So technically,
lengthy diversion.
It's a deception thing. So
yeah, deception. If you want to use deception for that, forgot you had lengthy diversion.
Yeah, I've only ever used it like twice.
Yeah.
One, and that one of the times was the prologue, so you're not incorrect. I'm using a hero point on that. You're not incorrect about forgetting. Okay. That's like way better. Where's my... Oh. 25.
Yeah. Yeah. You start this whole teaching people. And it's going pretty well. So I'll jump over to you, Alistair.
Yep. I'm going to work my way from... Basically, I'm going to work my way down by how much power they have in the organization and then who's newer. So, like, if there's two people that have the same level of power, but one of them's newer, I'm going to look in the newer one's stuff first.
So the way that the Blades work is there's really only two people who are in charge. There is Lorelei, and then there's Clover, who is Lorelei's right hand. Everyone else is kind of just... There are unofficial groups within the Bloody Blades, but for the most part, they were a pretty small organization, so there wasn't, like, full, like, MLM-level hierarchies in that.
Okay. I mean, with 20 people, I figure you gotta have at least a couple managers, but flat organizational structure works too. I hate to do it, but I will need to snoop on Lorelei and co as well. Just to cover my bases. Yeah. And then for the rest, I will go by whoever's newer. Okay. Actually,
Hilarious is the newest member of the Bloody Blades is Nadia.
All right. So how do I do this? What do you want from me?
Do you have thievery?
Yes, I could do thievery would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah, thievery. Give me the first roll as you start at the top.
The first one is a 20.
In Lorelei's things, you don't find anything suspicious. You are very aware in this now of the number of ways Lorelei could kill you. You found a lot of knives, a lot of poisons. And kind of same goes for Clover, as you're not able to find anything outwardly suspicious. You're searching through thieves' and assassins' belongings, so there are obviously things that they've stolen in there. Trinkets that are maybe a little bit like luck based and all of that, like, you know, Clover, you find a napkin from a little thing from the Silver Fox, the brothel that has some lipstick marks on it.
Way to go, Clover. Or good spending. I don't know the right.
Good spending is the way you said it had the same energy as like a coach clapping someone about being like attaboy.
Yeah, well, the first thing I was like, was, yeah, you know, you, but then I was like, wait, it's a brothel. all right. So nothing in the first two rooms, and then I guess I go after Nadia, you said was next.
Yeah.
Is it funnier to keep the one, or should I re-roll that?
That's a you question.
I think I'm going to keep the one.
As Alistair, as you are trying to look through any of Nadia's things, you pick up this bottle and you're like, oh, this is a potion of some kind. And through a sitcom's level of weird happenstances, it's not a potion, it's perfume, and now it's all over you. So it's this very strong floral perfume that you've now spilled all over you.
It's gonna really help my stealth rolls later.
Exactly.
Oh, and I'm a rat too, so it's gonna like stick in the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And leave a nice, this is gonna make me very easy to find. Oh, this is, nope, I'm going with it. This is not going to end well. They're gonna think I'm such a creeper, because now I'm gonna be leaving a trail. Okay, next up.
Mm-hmm. Oscar.
Oscar, 23.
You're looking through and you come across a series of notes. Maybe they're notes from a traitor. Oh, nope, these are love notes from Yuri.
Now, Oscar can get it. That one is unequivocal. Next up, 21 for the next newest person.
21. Yeah, you're starting to sort of move through just sort of the general recruits in the Bloody Blades, and sometimes it's hard to tell what is like suspicious or not, because you're dealing with a bunch of thieves, cut purses, and assassins. So there are bloody daggers. There are items that they've stolen and haven't had a chance to fence yet. But nothing that seems outwardly like a way to pass information or...
All right. Is there anyone I've missed as I leave this fragrant trail everywhere I go?
You give me one more thievery check.
Okay, and this one, I am not going to keep the two. Because that's... It's good to keep a one every once in a while, but there we go. A 31.
Yeah, you... It's not in any of the belongings or anything. You're kind of in this sort of like underground, sort of like open area within the tunnels underneath Salvation Row and this side of the city. And it's kind of been retrofitted into this area for them to sleep and eat and socialize. And you're sort of this area that is the bar. And you're kind of like looking around and like you're feeling underneath the bar. And that's when you find a little hollow area in the bar. It's kind of got like a little sliding panel, and out into your hand falls a ring. It's a sort of a plain ring. A copper band with these symbols etched into it.
Do I recognize these symbols?
Give me an Arcana check.
That is a 37.
37. This is one half of a message ring set. Wearing the ring and sort of running your finger along the symbols of it, you can send messages to whoever has the other ring.
And I assume the messages it sends use your voice, correct?
Yes, they would use your voice. It's like a very, very specific message spell that can be done over long distances.
All right, I will put the ring back very carefully so that it does not look disturbed. And go take a shower. or... Yeah, I wish I had prestidigitation. Because it's all in my hair. This is the worst.
Yeah, you do that. And Aki, roll me a D8.
A D8?
Mm-hmm, D8.
1 second, I have to now. Okay, that's a D8.
Five.
Five. Five people awaken to their kinetic gate.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cute.
Hilarious.
Shit.
Hilariously. I rolled just to see. One of them is Nadia.
Hey! What'd she get? What did she get?
She gets air.
Oh my god! Tell Alyssa right now. Oh my god. Oh no. I was about to say anybody who got anybody who awakens and then gets air, low-key becomes like the new favorite solely because like you technically have like the full proper instructor. Air and fire have full proper instructors, honestly. But
yeah, it's like a smattering. There's, you know, like one metal, there's one, you know, there's one fire, and, you know, it's a smattering of, you know, different gates.
Well, then just for like RP prosperity, Gravewing's going to congratulate them and just be like, prepare for some weird shit. You might, you know, sneeze really hard now, and well, you sent me flying as a kid, so I mean, like, you know, just get used to that. Everything else will come out naturally, and then eventually you can do something like this, just a little bit of lightning, just to show off a little bit, but that's a later step.
Yeah And then eventually you come into contact with a very wet rat.
Very wet rat. I'm going to look at you. You didn't awaken too, right?
I owe Nadia some perfume.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
Oh, there was a ring, though. There's a ring of messaging underneath the bar.
Huh. Okay.
I think that's what our mole is using to communicate.
That doesn't look good. Okay, thank you. I'll let her... Her as Lorelai. I'll let Lauren I know. Anything else?
No, that was all I found. Besides so much perfume.
Did you get it all over yourself?
It was everywhere.
I'm just gonna like kind of sniff you. Well, it's kind of still there, but like not super strong or anything. It's just like kind of like scented soap now.
Yeah. We should find. I think if we find a scroll of alarm, might be a way to go. Plant some information that they'll want to send out immediately.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Let me just get Lorelai's attention real quick, because if anybody's gonna be planting shit, it makes more sense that she's involved with that. And before I go, I'm just gonna blow dry Alistair real quick. I feel like leaving a rat, what?
Just
leaving a wet rat is a bad idea. He's gonna catch a cold, maybe, because it's like all fur, right? I feel like he's gonna catch a cold. I'm just gonna blast him really quickly and then go.
Yeah, and eventually you find Lorelai. She's in her room and she's sort of like gently rearranging everything that Alistair kind of. It's not in its proper place. It's close enough. And she turns around and looks at all of you and says, both of you, and says, I hope your search was successful.
Kind of.
We don't know who it is, but we know how they're communicating.
Okay.
There's a ring of message or some sort. It's part of a pair. It's under the bar. I'll describe how to access the contain the area where it is.
Well, keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the area. Figure out who may be using it.
It might help if we feed some false info.
Well, depends if the person on the other end knows the voice of whoever they're working with.
Oh, I don't mean us using it. I mean we just start spreading some rumors, false ones.
That's true. Throughout the ranks and see what happens. Something we can set a trap for.
Mm-hmm. We can keep snooping occasionally if you need that.
You know, y'all are assassins, right? What? Is there like a ring that when you put on, it like paralyzes or poisons you?
Not when you put it on, unless it's cursed. But there are rings that you can use to hold poisons and things like that.
Or like, you know, we could rig the container with an explosive. Well, no, we need their information.
Getting a little ahead of yourself. Is there a way that we could track where the other pair is? Because it's a paired set, right?
I think there's some higher level spells. I may have read something about that. Well, actually, can I do an Arcana check to see if I have read something about that? Because I think out of character, there's some sort of like find item.
Yeah,
I know there's got to be, but in character, I don't know if I would know that.
Give me an Arcana check.
Twenty-one. I think that's too low of a DC to get it, even if it.
Yeah, it's like there could be, but it's really hard to. Really hard to tell. There might be a spell, but you've never heard of it before.
No, never heard of any spell.
We do have a nerd. And you know, one thing at a time.
But I do think we have a meeting coming up soon.
Yeah, you do. And Lorelai's like, I will start spreading some false information, and we'll see who takes the bite.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Make sure you let us know what the false information is too, just so that way we don't accidentally.
I will.
Take it.
I'll come up with something, some sort of trap I can lay. It'll take me a couple of days, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So the two of you leave the Bloody Blades hideout and head back across the bridge once more to go meet Judith. Where would you like to meet up with these three?
I would probably tell Tristan to come to my house instead of the temple, because we're going to be doing some relatively shady stuff.
Yeah.
Damn, Bessie owns property? In Malakad? Goodness. Goodness.
The Strausses are old and powerful. But yeah, no. Eventually you have these three miscreants knocking on your door.
I'll invite them in and like wave them into the sitting room and say, so your missing companion, was she working undercover as a lamplighter by any chance?
Aubrey, no, right?
No.
I was okay, good. I just coming to double check. No.
And it's likely Bloodline has got more than just one victim. There's a missing woman went missing about a week ago. I've been investigating. She was last seen in the Emerald Reach. I have pressed Bloodline's hand since he's been put in charge of the area. It's his obligation to help me search. I'm going to use that as a pretense for us to meet him tonight.
What?
We're going to meet him and use it as an opportunity to get information, possibly search his home.
Griffin, her hands go up like midway, and she's contemplating if she's gonna put her head in them, but visually it's like I'm holding an invisible ball. And then I just cross them instead. I put them somewhere else. I cross them instead.
Sorry, is this not what you wanted?
No. There's, our relationship is complicated.
Ah, I see. Well, then these will come in handy, and I pass out the lamplighter robes.
Okay, it's not my first time. All right.
Yeah, it's almost like the time where you murdered the old high priest, Misery.
I didn't dress up as a lamplighter for that. I dressed up as a maid, different type of maid. Okay, I have a whole fucking comic that I'm very, very slowly working on for that. Okay, leave me alone. Is there something to properly cover my face, or will I have to, like, kind of basically Bloodborne Hunter it?
I mean, it's...
I can give you a veil. There's... It's not the most common thing, but some more pious people do keep their faces covered.
Okay, that's very good to know. Oh shit, I don't know if I can talk. I don't know if I should talk.
You'll just have to do the Batman voice.
What? Oh, you mean like talk even deeper? Like,
absolutely.
Okay, we discussed it around the shakes.
I am the knight. You know, just... If my fucking knee... Oh, God. Okay, yeah, sure. That hurt, man. This is fucking metal. Cool. I'll wear the costume, wear the veil, practice my Batman voice. Might just opt to not talk at all. But
I'll cover for you as much as possible.
Yeah. Look, he just knows me on a identity... based level.
Understood. I suppose we could save taking a vow of silence.
That's pretty good, actually. And are you fine? Well, I guess you have to be fine going in person.
Yes. If it all turns out to be some misunderstanding, then I can pull some strings to clear things up. And if it turns out that he's been kidnapping women off the street, then I'll be vindicated for his murder.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, now I put my head in my hands. Yeah. Just
yeah.
Yeah, we've not had good experiences with being vindicated for murders in this city. Although I guess maybe as a lamplighter.
Look, something you should know is that there's been a few... Listen, there's been a few people. Pieces of shit. Honestly, dog water. That just don't stay dead anymore. So... I'm not talking ghoul fever, but maybe something along those lines. It's just things are getting a little...
I mean, have you tried consecrating their bodies?
I'm not that holy. I'm pretty religious, but got none of that divinity in me.
You can also burn them. It's hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
This gal does not mess around.
I'm low-key liking you a little bit more.
Good. Maybe we'll be friends by the end of this.
Tristan just, you know, in the background, just pulling on the lamplighter's robes, just being like, yeah, I knew this would work out.
Shut up. I'm still mad at you.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
So,
are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, as ready as I'll ever be.
I say like a liar.
Then let's head to Emerald Reach.
So were you able to find like a proper small size lamplighter uniform? Because I'm like 50-50 whether I look oddly just odd or like odd and swamped and... massive.
I'll ask Aubrey about like the demographic breakdowns. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's like gnome or halfling lamplighters, right? So
it might be, yeah, there's gnome or halfling. Like rat folk aren't as common as lamplighters, so I mean it's probably like a gnome or halfling one, which is, it's like a little big on Alistair, because I think Alistair's a little bit smaller than a gnome or a halfling. And it's cut for like a gnome or a halfling and not like a rat folk, but it looks convincing enough.
Yeah, so it's the right height, but a little baggy.
I have to put the pants on backwards.
Yeah, because you got the legs.
Shut up, Aubrey! Oh my god, there are only like three other voices in this fucking podcast right now. I cannot be stopped. You gotta. Shut up! Stop making jokes! Oh, fuck, my god.
Energy is energying tonight.
At least I've managed to hold my about the three types of moles.
God, the mole bit was insane.
Mole bit was good. So you would have been told to, unless Judith, you in the beginning were like, we're going to meet here at this time, you would have been told to come by his residence, which you would realize that his residence is currently what used to is a house that your cousin Cygnus owns and has gifted to Bloodline.
That works out for me. Yeah, so we cross into the next district and I walk up to the door, casual as one does, and bang on the knocker.
Yeah, you, a servant will answer the door and bow and give you all the necessary pleasantries before saying, the master of the house will meet you in the study.
Thank you.
Can we get you tea or anything like that?
Oh, no, we're all fine, but I appreciate your hospitality.
Of course. And you're shown to the study before being left there for just a moment. The room itself is very richly appointed. Gravewing, can you give me a perception check?
Yes.
Side note, I have to remind myself to draw this fit later because I'm picturing cool shit in my head. Perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 28.
Yeah. There is something underneath a sheet and something just tells you to at least lift the sheet and look. It's a display case with your old costume in it.
This boy, okay. He wants the smoke. He wants the smoke.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm wearing like a veil thing to like cover up like my whole face. Okay, I just open my mouth. I close it. I just put the sheet back up. Like I didn't see shit. I got veins popping on my face. That's how this is all. Wants the smoke. Okay, I hope I didn't stray too far from the group either.
No, it's just in the study, you know. Okay. Alistair, you are with your that's odd. You're relatively sure that you should not try and open any drawers on the desk, lest a nasty surprise get you.
I think he's kind of suspicious of people. I see some traps, or what looks like it might be trapped.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
We should all be on our guard here.
And after a minute or so, the door opens and you watch as Gravewing.
Gravewing, like, you know, me too, Vessi. Like, my R's have been turning into W's all night. Is kind of racist to myself.
The door opens and you see the familiar form of your brother, sort of not in his full battle gear right now. He still has a blade strapped to his hip, ready at all times, but wearing this sort of white doublet. And
did he cut his hair?
Yes.
Cool. Another vein fucking popped, bro.
Yeah. Having a bit of a moment there.
Okay.
He enters, followed by an elven woman with sort of moss-like green hair. Where he turns to you, Judith, and says, Well, I have good news for you. I managed to find your missing lamplighter.
That was a very fast investigation. What happened?
It appears that Miss Angraboda's services were needed for a little bit longer than she expected by one of the families. They're all very ill.
I'm Jack.
Yes. Thank you for saying it.
I'm gonna roll on this one too.
Oh my goodness, the trio of vibe checks.
Yeah. Perception.
Did we get another hero point back?
Yes, you were.
Okay, I'm not gonna use it then.
That is 36 with a natural 20.
That's why I'm not using it. but I did get a total of, I think, 21.
I got a 23.
The other two, you're unsure. Alistair, this is a lying liar who lies. as this happens, he sort of steps aside, lets Angraboda come forward. She is not looking at any of you currently, and says, "Yes, I apologize for my sudden absence. I should have let someone in the church know what was going on."
Judith is gonna take a step towards her and put her hands around Agrabota's and says, "Yes, we were all quite worried about you. Are you feeling all right?"
I feel fine. Judith, what languages do you speak?
I speak Elven, and I think Empyrean and Diabolic.
She's learned.
Let me look at. And so, as Angraboda starts to speak to you, Judith, and she's just like, "I am so sorry that my absence caused all of these problems," and she. To other people, it sounds like she is accenting her words with elvish phrases, say you would hear in Dragon Age, where they would end a sentence with an elven phrase or something like that, or use it in place of a different descriptor. So she starts doing that, and Judith, it is not just a descriptor or anything. She is telling you that he is keeping someone locked up in his basement. And that she had been kept here to look after the woman.
Judith, very calmly, is going to gesture to Tristan and say, "Acolyte, why don't you see her outside while I just finish up chatting with..." Does he have a name that's not Bloodline?
It would be Toshiro.
While I finish chatting up with Toshiro and just make sure everything's sorted.
And he drops his voice slightly because... someone else who might also recognize his voice. He's like, "Of course." And he will, take her by the arm and just say, let's get you out into the fresh air. Fresh air does good for everyone.
Yes, get some fresh air. You'll feel much better. And as they leave, Judith is going to shut the study door behind them and lock it.
Yeah.
Hearing this and seeing this, I'm gonna subtly like shift my weight. Like, oh, we do stuff about to go down.
So I mean, I
one hand on the weapon.
I assume we all.
As I stretch.
Yeah.
Okay, so I assume we all noticed the locking, right?
Yeah, it's a very loud click.
Okay. I'm standing demurely.
Judith turns, lowers her hood, and her face is just the picture of rage as she goes, "What the fuck have you done?"
Will kind of look over his shoulder at you and just say, all in keeping with your cousin's plan.
His plan involves kidnapping junior lamplighters?
Well, we would return to her eventually.
Judith's gonna cast a spell.
What spell are you gonna cast?
You're crazy! Oh my god. I'm sorry. Okay, go. Here, go. Keep going. I'm sorry.
You know what? Let's just start it up with a moonlight ray.
Whoa! Oh shit! This is so parallel, okay? We're jumping him in his home, and Yuri got jumped in his, technically. Ooh!
Let me make a spell attack roll.
And he is also going to use a reaction.
Okay, does it go off before?
It will go off before your spell, because this might affect things. It's called spell interception. Makes it an attack roll. And as you're casting this spell, it turns around and throws a dagger at you, a dagger that you hadn't even seen him have moments before, and that would be a 37 to hit.
Oh, that crits me.
All right.
Is he... This is a small space. This counts as fucking... A move action, right?
No. Does that count as a move action? This is an attack action.
All right, no stand still for me. I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm. And it is 22 damage. And if it hits, the spell is disrupted.
All right, I lose the spell.
Mm-hmm. And he turns to all of you and says, can't make it that easy on you. Well, guess we'll figure out how this goes, as he's going to move to draw his sword. And I think that's going to be a pretty good place to end it as we roll into combat. Next week, combat against Bloodline.
Oh my god.
It's going to be interesting, because last time it was one-on-one, and he wiped the floor with Yuri. This will be three-on-one.
Can we open the door? The guy with the gun is over there. Like, oh my god.
Hey, Aki, would you like to take us out?
Oh, fucking yeah. All right, guys. So this is happening. If you like what you heard, please, drop us that 5-star review. Follow us on Blue Sky and a bunch of other socials at Goblets and Gaze. We have a merch store now, so, if you check us out, you can find us there. Excuse me, I'm burping. Still I'm not burping anymore. Yeah, we got a merch store now, so you know, if you follow us, you can check us our stuff out. If you subscribe to our Patreon, you will get a Patreon only deal to use on our merch store. And we're planning on designing more things and releasing new things, yada yada yada. And Tick's not here, so I guess I could say it. If you eat somebody, apparently, on your mind.